I am starving. I haven't had lunch since yesterday, so I'm gonna head over to Callahan's.
Oh, no, 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 don't go there. They totally skimp on pickles. Let me go to Big Head Joe's for you. They have the most insane burritos.
I don't much go for ethnic food.
No, 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 trust me. They have one that's called the Meat Tornado. Literally killed a guy last year.
You had me at Meat Tornado.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your haggard host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Howard Hyland.
Thank you for, once again, dropping my last name.
The whole fucking thing's on the air. People can just look you up and be like, I was thinking of hiring Howard Hyland for a lawyer job to help me, but now that I've heard his work on this show... fuck no.
Dang, there goes my judicial appointment.
Go with that ambulance chaser. You can listen to the show every Saturday live, except the Saturdays we don't do it, which has been a whole mess of them lately, at fcac.org/WEBR. The show's main website, where you really want to track us down, those in poppinsbasement.com. It's got archives of all the material we've ever done, recorded. It's also got my writing, a bunch of other crap I do too, but mostly writing, funny pictures, and audio. What are we looking at, Howard? You're just staring at me. It's weird.
I'm enjoying it. No, like... about 5 minutes ago, you were pissed as hell getting off the road, and now suddenly, time to shine.
Are you kidding me? I can put on this shit-eating grin behind a microphone. I sound great behind a mic. This is where I'm the fucking king of this. The king shit of fuck mountain.
I was worried, man. You were about to strangle that lady who was in here poaching your radio time, though.
Oh, Tokyo Rose?
Yeah.
I don't know who that Asian lady is in this studio nearly every fucking time I try to record here. She seems nice enough. I mean, she exits when I have the studio booked, but I really, like, you have to understand the people in the station, 9/10 of them don't give a fuck. I don't know why they do a show. And it's so rare to see anyone else that actually cares. And I don't know what she's doing. It's certainly not anything in the same vein as what I'm doing.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if she really were the shock jock of, like, Chinese America?
Shock jock, yeah. Just like, oh, my pussy banged so hard by round eye last night. No, I don't... I definitely don't think that kindly Asian lady does that, but you never know. I don't know. That chick's a mystery to me. I fucking find it fascinating. Because I... really, this station trains... I cannot tell you how many people in 3 month cycles, maybe like 8 people per flight, who want to learn to be a producer so that you get your own fucking show here. That's really the only perk. Otherwise, do they think anyone in radio is going to hire them because they took 6 weeks at a public access station teaching them how to press a button? Fuck, I can press a button. You could press it before you took the training. And all boards are different. They're all like proprietary things. I learned this board. It doesn't carry over all that much.
Yeah, it's more than likely, it's just the radio station owner finding his retarded cousin a job, and that's who's going to be working.
Yeah, or the guy who was like the morning host making $200K 6 weeks ago because radio's in just such horrible shape. But you learn how to turn on a fader, bring it up, put it in queue if you need to. That's it. That's it. My entire radio experience could be summarized in 45 seconds.
And that's it. That was the last 7 years.
Buttons, yeah. These three buttons are what you work with. Ta-da. So a lot of people come here, they do the show, and a lot of them, I think, get sick of it within like 2-3 weeks. They just know they're garbage behind a mic, maybe, and they don't want to waste anyone's time. So I guess I should commend them for that.
Yeah, but we have diarrhea of the mouth.
I haven't had that epiphany yet. Fuck that. I think I'm God's gift. I'm going to keep on going. And she's the only other lady I'd know, or the only other person. Only other lady would imply I, too, have a cunt, which I don't.
You can be one, though. I got to be honest, bro.
I got my moments. I'm going to keep saying that phrase. That's like the 9th time I've uttered it in 4 minutes of the show. But, it's just weird seeing someone else give a shit around a public access station.
She's a poacher, though.
She is a
straight-up poacher.
I don't know if she's a poacher. She's a vulture. Like, yeah. I'll come in here, and I'll kill my game. I'm like, I want that studio 6 to 8. And if I'm not in here right at 6, she's just like, fucking flocking on that shit. That cock.
Why I resent her is we're slackers, and there's a big difference because we're just too lazy to book time. Whereas for her, she's just here waiting for somebody not to show.
I don't know what it is. I guess she books shit tons of time, though. Like, I can't tell you how often I'm cock-blocked from the studio lately.
Yeah, it was much nicer before she was here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
You can, because she's not black. So that can't be, like, too misinterpreted.
I can...
Like, if a black lady said that, it was better before she got around these parts. I'd be like, oh, Howard.
See, no, the difference is I am of unidentifiable ethnic origin. It's basically true. I can make fun of any race, and people are never going to be sure.
I can too,
if
but I'm just a racist. That's my trick.
There's something about Greeks where y'all, for whatever reason, everybody looks at you and it's just like,
I like to think I slide. I don't have like blonde hair and blue eyes and shit.
Pass, but like it is clear that
I'm not fucking like chucking end grenades everywhere either, you know. I know the limits of my powers.
I'm just saying, like, the out of Africa theory of human evolution is most obvious to me with Greeks.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
we're not that far.
Y'all are from that continent. Like, I can tell. I can tell. So,
Jesus.
In DC, I mean, you get a lot of the single black females in Washington DC are a big fan of the John Papa Giorgio. Last I heard.
Yeah, no complaints. I do okay with the sisters, is fine by me. I'm a fan.
And they're a fan of you, man.
I'm a fan of their product, unlike my brother, who suddenly is all against the black chicks, which...
Whoa. This is DC. Like, I think there's... For college-educated black women, there are 9 to every college-educated black man.
Yeah,
it's exactly a 9-to-1 ratio, something like
college
that.
College-educated sisters love them some lighter meat sometimes. Not all the time. They first have to go through that process of bemoaning that they can't find themselves a good black man.
But when you grow your hair out and you got that nappy wool thrown out,
I haven't done that in years.
They love that.
Oh, that is done that in years.
Because then it's just like, I could probably bring this dude home and he will be less pissed.
Get a spray tan, a heavy one. Oh, my God. I'm trying to pull it together. I've been on the road like 5 hours at this point, I want to say, and literally 10 minutes out of the car, I'm behind the mic recording.
I can't let this go, though. Like, please tell me about your bro. Like, why is he not down?
Thank you for not letting that go, because that was some great content, and I'm so ADD, I just forgot about it. I'm like, oh, here's a pearl. Fuck it. Let's keep walking. No, I got a lot of
give
them.
Me this.
He, for whatever reason, I don't know if he's, like, just way into Opie and Anthony lately, and Anthony Cumia is, like, horribly racist, and that might be rubbing off. Okay. I don't think he's ever, like, been with a black chick either, so maybe that's getting to him. But I remember one time we were at a strip club and some black stripper was all over him, and, like, he was tweeting later about how she had, like, the smoothest skin ever. I'm like, yeah, black chicks tend to have, like, awesome skin. Man. It's just smooth like that. And he seemed fine with it then, but, yeah, lately it's been all F that shit.
Doesn't give you, like, legit description of why he's flipped. He didn't get dissed recently.
I don't think he was dissed, and I think his prejudice would last as long and like until a willing black woman was in his lap.
I was just gonna say,
like, we shall overcome, you know,
because I've been going to this one office building in DC, and like, oh, there's this one security guard. Mm-hmm. Like, we flirt every day. Like, whenever I walk in, it's like, hey, what's up?
That's weird, though. Like, you found a hot black security guard, because I love, like, flirting with black security guards, but they're all, like, people I know from work, and it's, like, work flirting, where they're all, like,
it's work
55.
Flirting. I gotta
be,
well, it's not. She's not. No, she's, like, she's our age. She's about 30-ish.
Okay, no, I'm talking, like, 55 and bigger ladies. I'm like, oh, how you been this weekend? And I always refer to them as Miss, whatever their name is.
Oh, okay. Well, she always calls me Mr. Highland, so it's pretty hot. I still gotta find her name. I'm so tempted to walk in and be like, hey, it's Mrs. Officer.
Oh, man.
Wee, wee, wee. That.
Sound like Eddie Murphy doing the gay alarm when he lands in Raw. They got me on watch in San Francisco.
You mean I'm not Lil Wayne? No. Not even close?
Just think of Eddie Murphy going, woo, 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 woo. And it ain't a siren, it's just a fag that got hanging out the car. Just love it. No compunction about saying fag. Pull over. Pull over. It's the fucking best bit. God damn, Raw is so good. So, yeah, I think Will's prejudice against anything lasts until he finds, like, a willing member of that race or creed or age group or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Right. Which, again, I mean, I respect him for going through with it, but maybe you shouldn't be putting it out there that you care so much to begin with.
You know, like, I think his success with women has never been impeded by his attitude towards the one he does not like. And in fact, I think he's pretty good at finding women who want a man that hates them.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a nice way of putting it. Will likes women that like Will. That's his type. Are you into me? Are you going to work for me? Then I want to fuck you until you stop working for me. And then I don't want
to
fuck you.
He's kind of playing by Wilt the Stilt's rules, right? He kind of does that a little bit. Maybe not to the same degree of success, but he understands how it works.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, he's not like inviting these girls and it's like, bring another 50-year-old with you or I won't fuck you again. I mean,
No, but I think there's like full information like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere tomorrow. And I'm not going to tell you where I'm going. You can guess.
He does what the fuck he wants with women. I mean, I'll give him that. He gets away with murder. I like to actually like pursue chicks and then have them be mad if I just try to stomp all over them a little bit. I mean, I need to get away with some shit. Don't get me wrong. But
no, I think for you, that's part of the enjoyment of life. Just like having somebody who's pissed at you half the time.
Oh, yeah. You got to build a nice doghouse because you're going to be in it a lot. Oh, God. It's so good. I mean, I want to say I stretched my legs. I pretty much got out of the car to sit in another seat for an hour. But it's only an hour instead of the 5 hours of just swamp ass I've been accumulating.
Yeah, this is far better than being on I-95 on a Sunday afternoon
95
in the summer.
I mean, I bitch about traffic in this area a lot, but I've found a bigger foe than traffic in the D.C. area, and that's just Eastern Seaboard traffic. Which puts the traffic in this area to shame.
Summer, white people with their 2.4 kids going to the beach.
Just the fucking worst. The dregs. Like, Howard, when was the last time you even went to the beach?
Oh, man. It's been a long time.
What dregs of society even go to the beach anymore? Like, I remember in 94, my parents would clutch me. Because what do you want? It's like just dirty white trash, fucking hoodlum black trash. It's all the scum of the fucking earth. It's nothing you want to deal with. Like, just the dumbest people. Anyone you'd imagine being a poor distracted driver, because I'm a distracted driver, but I do it well. Like, you're going to see me on my cell phone and I'm texting. Yeah. And if you give me shit, I'll be alert enough to flip you the bird. Like, a second later, I'll be like, I know you're smirking. Eat it. Eat it. Watch me go. Bam, bam, bam. But, you put all these idiots en masse on the road at the same time. What the fuck do you think is going to happen? It's like working with the fucking learning disabled classroom. That's what driving with all these jagoffs coming back from the beaches. I can't take it. It was the worst. Traffic every 5 fucking miles, another jam that lasted a half hour. Because one car was broken down. Really? Are you checking it out? Because it matched the one.
Oh, there's so much
rubbernecking. Front yard, you retard.
I hate the rubbernecking because people are just unaccustomed to like all the. They're hoping for carnage because they've never seen
blood.
It's really weird.
Small brains. I mean, I get it. Like, I get very meta and intellectual about some shit, but I'm like, look, unless this is the most spectacular thing on earth, I'm not really going to slow down, and I'm going to make a conscientious effort to stare at the bumper in front of me and make sure that my speedometer doesn't really fluctuate. Like, I'm just getting through here. That's me doing my bit. I think, like, I'm fucking Captain America for doing that, too, by the way.
No, yeah, it's like, a conscious decision that people have to make.
To not be a piece of shit.
I hum my mnemonic device for making sure I always look forward. Especially on vacation.
Forward.
No, what I say is, I sing the Beach Boys song.
Which one?
Sloop John B.
Here comes the Sloop.
Go home.
Yeah.
Just let me go. Yeah, I do that because it's just like, it's got to focus me. This is the worst vacation I'm on because I'm sitting here, 95, in the heat, traffic on a Sunday afternoon. Just get me home. I hate my family. Like, I'm so pissed at my sisters. Like, my mom is just making me angry. I don't know what she's going off on. Get me out of here. That was my teenage years. Like,
yeah, you're a captive.
Yeah.
You're a captive.
I want to go home. Get me home. And so, like, I just apply that now when I'm on the road. It's just like, I want to go home.
I couldn't take it today. Like, I'm in Jersey, And right there, it's a bunch of Guidos. You just see all these hairy fucking arms hanging out the window.
That's pretty entertaining. That's probably the highlight of your drive, honestly.
A little bit. And then they, like, one guy was on a motorcycle. He starts talking in his, like, Guido accent to the Guido
fantastic.
Driver. I'm sure they're cousins or some shit. That delay up in Jersey, half hour. Like, and I'm not talking half hour to go anywhere. Just like a half hour tacked on to my travel date. That was because an RV caught on fire.
Holy cow.
I'm going to willingly give people that one. Like, by the time I got there, it was just a charred husk of an RV being towed away. And I saw, like, blast marks on the Delaware Memorial.
Jeez.
I'm like, okay, I'll give you that, dummies. But after that, two times, just for a broken down car on the road. I've slowed down maybe twice in my life for an accident. And one time, it was for a motorcyclist who looked like a fucking red water balloon that had been hurled against
the pavement. Oh, my gosh.
The guy, like, the adjective disintegrated. That's what he looked like. He had been derezzed, Tron style, just onto the pavement. Like, a chopper was coming. And I'm like, why? That motherfucker's as dead as it gets.
You better hope he is, at least. Holy cow.
I mean, the blood out of this guy, it was like a quarter mile of blood.
Oh, my
gosh. This guy was fucked up.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to look at that show. I'm only human.
I mean, you're still talking about it. It's probably, like, etched into your mind.
Best
right?
road memory I've ever had. Are you kidding me? Still don't ride a motorcycle to this day. Like, car accidents come and go. You'll see some hoods, like, really scrunched up. People probably walked away from it. Like, a good motorcycle accident? That's a treat. That's like a girl just walking up to you on the street and being like, all right, I saw you staring at my tits.
Yeah.
You happy? And you're like, okay. Right on. Wasn't expecting that. And a good day to you too, madam.
This reminds me why in elementary school you were friends with all the kids who would just, like, smash their pet, like, salamanders. Like, all those kids who just, like, would kill
the future serial killers of America, you mean? The Jeffrey Dahmer test that they failed?
Gosh, yeah.
I would never harm my animals, though.
No, you wouldn't, but, and yet you, like, you definitely put up with some people who said strange things. Jimmy. Dude, Jimmy one time, one of the first things he ever told me was, hey, I tried this out. if you strangle yourself, you can't die because you'll black out. And he'd, like, checked it to make sure that he wouldn't die if he strangled himself. And I was like, I don't know how you think of this shit, but
Jimmy Thomas was just that weird kid in everyone's grade level. God bless him. This ginger, kind of a tall ginger kid. He was a year older than us. So he was coming.
Yeah.
Like, at that age.
Yeah.
A year of age on everyone else is, like, light speed growth. Like, he had a fucking big bushy thing of pubes, I bet, at that point. Like,
yeah, he was definitely, he was not only into masturbation, but he explained to me that he self-fellated. So
I never knew that about Jimmy.
No, he showed me one time. Not like, he didn't.
Whoa!
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
He proved his flexibility to me. It
bottles
wasn't
of Chianti.
Hey, Howard, check this out. Is anybody looking? It was really just, hey,
now
I am
do
capable
me.
Of doing this.
Okay.
I didn't believe him, but then after that, I was like, he actually is capable of doing
Jimmy
this.
Jimmy Thomas, I'm trying to think of all the fucking weird shit. And of course, we were friends. Like, that's just the posse I rolled with.
Yeah.
Lest anyone think I'm sitting in judgment like I was in my letter jacket, finger banging other fifth graders under the lunch tables. No, Jimmy was my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my posse. Trying to remember all Jimmy. First, the first guy I knew my age who had acquired actual pornography. If you remember that.
He was
in,
ahead of his time.
He
like
brought
fifth
in,
grade was, sixth grade, I'm sorry, was pretty early to have porn, in my opinion. That's kind of a young age, but he was there.
That's right, it was sixth grade.
He
so
was
he should have been a seventh grader, but he was a sixth. Lord fucking knows, because he's in the gifted and talented class too, with the rest of us, which means he's smart. So Lord knows what he was failed for.
I think it was just...
What kind of developmental shit?
Yeah, no, I think
they're
it was purely
like,
behavioral.
Okay, we saw this, and he has to stay back. Which, by the way, what is that address?
I think it just pollutes the rest of our minds as he's like, hey, guys, check out Hustler.
Yeah.
Whoa, this is awesome. I didn't think I'd get to see this in elementary school.
You're sixth grade before the internet. You see, like, fucking a Frederick's a Hollywood catalog with the see-through nipple. Like, they failed to airbrush a nipple, and you're like, I just came 17 times. Like, to see a bitch just gaping herself and stuff, you're like, holy fuck, this exists. I mean, it's like having a guy rolling a joint in front of you and be like, no, take a hit of this instead. And you're just smoking glass. That's what it was. You just went from 0 to 160.
I feel like such an old man talking about this because all the kids can just like load up Maxim now. Like, there's no block on like the Litecoin stuff. They can get access like in a way
they
that
can see things. I this is like every fourth show is just a trip down old masturbation lane. Like, in my day, we had to beat off to the Sears catalog. And I went on porn sites and they asked if I was 18 and I said no because I was too dumb to know that they couldn't detect that. I don't know what the fuck my rationale was. Like, AOL was going to send a statement at the end of the month. Oh, like, yeah. Mr. Papa Giorgio, did you visit assstabbers.com? No, I didn't. Sadly, my dad didn't know about the internet. He would have been way into it.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking did his jerk in the old way, man. Film reels and shit like that that I used to find as a kid. But Jimmy was the first one. Bring in Hustler, concealed in one of those folders you would bring, like, your reports to. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of a three-ring dealy, but it didn't have the hard spine. It was just a paper open. I remember it to this day. And it he just had it tucked on one side, and it was just being passed under the lunchroom table. And each kid would be, like, just scared shitless, but would take a peek or two. And somehow, because kids can't keep their fucking mouths shut. Jimmy, what did you expect to happen with a bunch of sixth graders? Do you remember that? Like, the best part of telling or learning anything was talking about it to anyone that would fucking listen. And then being like, I didn't snitch. It ain't my fault this happened. Be like, hey, there's a dead beaver in the woods. Like, your dick would get so hard. Just like, there's a fucking dead beaver.
To be fair, nobody snitched. I mean, there's a problem with a magnet school. It was actually cunning political maneuvering. Pat Norman willfully felt like, I'm going to wait for it to get back to Jimmy, and then I'm going to tell the principal so only he gets in trouble.
After Pat took a fucking peek at it, how would you do that?
Because he just hated Jimmy. He was like, you know what? Fuck this guy.
That rat motherfucker.
Dude, we basically lived in...
It was like Oz then.
Yeah, it was exactly like
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy
should have
pissed in a cup and thrown it in Pat's face.
He told me that. Jimmy was like, I'm going to get my revenge.
And with Jimmy, who the fuck knows what that could have been?
I was scared shitless. I was just like, I don't want to know. You went back and handle this.
Pat
would have
been
friend,
gone
but...
for a week and been like, coming back. And you're like, Pat, did you have chicken pox? It'd be like, no, I had to find a hotel. My family's home burned down. Jimmy's just like, fuck yeah, kid. Snitches get stitches, motherfucker. Bite the curb.
Yeah.
I mean, God, I did not know that he was just... I just remember... Mr. Jeffries, like the kindliest, oldliest black man. I know that's not a word, but I oldliest. He was just like so dignified, you know, like just seemed like a dude who'd seen some shit in his day. Like he was on a freedom bus or something like that.
Still,
just how I always pictured Jim.
The most vivid memory I have of that whole scenario was Mr. Jeffries
picking it up and like taking a look to confirm that shit was going down. It was just like
that wasn't the part I remember as much
really.
As him showing Mrs. Nordstrom. And him and our overweight sixth grade teacher were standing there together.
Looking at a hustler.
And he's just flipping it through, showing this like large fat white lady like, hey, we're going to pretend like this offends us, but really it's just an opportunity for us to like
I'll
express.
I'll dig you like this behind the trailer, bitch.
I was just thinking about this the other day. No kidding. Like about a week ago, I was like, you know what? It was really weird that they were flipping through it together as long as they were.
I was going to say, you show the cover. You're like, hey, have you heard of this publication? Okay, it's pornographic in nature. Ta-da.
Yeah. This is one picture. This proves that he's broken a serious rule.
Yeah.
No. This was, yo, check this out. Check this out. They had, like, grimaces on their faces, but it was the kind where it's like, I cannot wait to try some of this with
That's
you
like
later.
Some fucking closet case dad, and he has a gay son who has an issue of Blue Boy, and he catches it. He's like, oh, son, what is this? Staring at the cover, just nursing a horror. He's like, yeah. Oh, this photograph's disgusting. And
yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Dear Lord, he's spreading that.
It's just very unfortunate that, you know, Jeffries and Nordstrom were both not what I would call, like, the kind of people I would like to fantasize in a kind of movie. But,
no.
You know, like, I think the situation, that's a perfect plot line in a porn. Just, hey, there's, well, actually,
two
be a little
really
weird.
Really ugly
kid,
people
but.
Fucking. Welcome to the world's least popular pornographic film.
I'm saying you get high quality porn actors and actresses to play the role of each.
Okay.
And it starts off with, like, discovering, porn in a kid. And it's just like, hey, look at this.
I've come to worse plots. I can look tell at you this. That. Yeah. Let's reenact what they're doing when the kids go home.
Exactly.
I'll fuck you on the milk cart.
Yeah.
There's so much weird shit Jimmy did, though. Like I said, fucking, that's the... I wouldn't have thought of masturbating till like, eighth grade if it weren't for Jimmy, who wouldn't shut the fuck up about using the squiggle wiggle writer. You Jeez. Don't remember the name.
He
did
didn't
you?
Talk... No, he was...
I was in the inner
he
sanctum.
He was intriguing, because he... I do feel like he had different stories for different people.
Oh, God. I was part of the clan that got the whole story on how to jag off with the squiggle wiggle writer, which, if you remember... was this pen, and you shouldn't remember because it was like the least popular product ever, and I remember laughing my balls off hearing about it like 2 years later being sold for legitimate purposes. I'm like, oh, you mean he didn't like get this at some weird Thai store down the street and it's like the only one in America that carries it? It was like a little gyroscope pen. Like it had this big end on it with just like kind of a weighted metal piece, and you stuffed it with batteries, and you turn it on, and it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So it'd be like doing these little spirals. So it was like this shitty little vibrator that he would just hold up to his dick for like 15 minutes, and then he'd sploosh up and down the squiggle wiggle writer.
Oh, wow. You totally hit on something that just came out, though. There's a movie. Have you heard of this? Hysteria.
Oh, the one with Maggie Gyllenhaal, and she like it's like the invention of the vibrator and stuff, and like doctors would give orgasms to women. It's like
they were
you
treating,
need to come.
Yeah, they're like just Victorian women who are like way too uptight and just needed a climax, and it's like boom. Actually, I feel much better now. Thank
yeah,
you.
That'd be a great gig if they didn't have like a fucking Civil War general beard down between their thighs back then. Wasn't such a show.
What's funny about that is like I had no idea what this movie's about. I'm trying to take my girlfriend out to a movie a couple days ago.
Oh, and you took her to this?
No, because I was like, hey, I'm going through the internet. Here's a description. Hey, it sounds like there's a movie about Victorians, and I don't understand. There's a doctor. It sounds boring, but...
You don't need to be planting those seeds in her head. Like, women have orgasms, too? No, bitch, shut up.
No, she told me what it was about. She was
those
like, hey...
special effects.
That's about, like, women getting vibrators from doctors, and that's the whole movie. I was like, that's not what the plot line says. I'm just wondering how many like uptight folk are just going to show up because they're like, oh, a historical drama.
Yeah.
And then they just have to walk out when they realize like Maggie Gyllenhaal is getting a vibrator stuck in her yaya.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, what a gross woman. Something about her I do not like.
I agree with you, and yet I would still hit it.
Well,
I think
she's famous. I'd fuck Delta Burke. I mean, what do you want?
Bullshit. You would really fuck someone who's famous even if they're unattractive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think I like doing show prep? I could do 90 minutes of, like, fucking licking Paula Deen's vag, and I'd be like, yeah, I threw up 18 times, but I did it.
See, all right, I'm about to betray something. I think Paula Deen is attractive. I would just, like, genuinely, like, help her out in a moment of need. I hope there would just be a lot of food in between lovemaking sessions.
I was
That's
gonna
what I'm
say.
Saying.
I mean...
2, 3, 6 of butter in between. She's ready for it.
Paula Deen attractive.
You try to like...
No, I'm not trying to wrap my head around it. I just think less of you as a human being now. I will quietly exit you from the show and delete your episodes. Nah, she's gross. I mean, there's not much debate there.
Yeah.
She's a gross fat woman. Great big fat person. But I'd hit it, so I mean, what the fuck am I saying?
With a nice smile.
I just I think she'd be good if you're like a premature ejaculator with like the kind southern accent. She'd be like patting you on the back, be like, there, sugar, you tried your hardest or something like that. Now let's eat a pie.
The gentle letdown.
Yeah. She'd be really good for that.
That was great.
I had worse. Believe me. I guess I'd bang someone gross. I mean, like, in the moment of the heat of the moment, I might not perform. Your dick does quality control
it
for
does,
you.
It does, yeah, that's true. Hey, we've gone through, like,
cough
all right,
button.
Amy Winehouse, hot or not?
It's fucking grotesque, but...
Grotesque. Would you hit it?
Sure.
Really?
Well, I mean, like, with a condom and, again...
Well, that goes without
Jerry over here taping it. That would have made it better. Jerry walking around silently taping this episode. Hopefully we got something to show for it.
Oh,
I
man.
No, nah, she's gross. I mean, you know a woman's hot if you want to sleep with her more than once. That's the test of me. Like, if a chick, you're like, hey, I want to come back, like, and quickly, she's hot. You want to have sex with her.
Interesting. Interesting.
I try not to sleep with people I don't find attractive. Like, I'm not the type that gets loaded and is like, I just fucking need a hole.
Yeah, that's a bit much. I have friends who are of that school.
I can't tell you how many friends, like, especially when I worked 9 to 5, we would go to happy hours and, like, you have quality control at, like, 6 p.m. when it's just other working stiffs coming in there. It's like, God, look at the fucking legs on that bitch.
But, like, 5 minutes to last call, my favorite is my friends who, like, 5 minutes to last call, they know it's 5 minutes to last call, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I have to start talking to somebody before the dude says last call, it doesn't look like I'm just trying to get laid.
Why? I know. Why would you do that to yourself, though? Like, sex
it's never good.
Unattractive. It's so visual, especially to a man. Like, are you really just going to, like, bend this grotesque person over? I don't know, throw a blanket over or something? Like, it reminds me, didn't they fucking, like, draw a face on Winnie the Pooh's ass one time when he was, like, stuck in the tree? I mean, it strikes me kind of like that. You're just draping the blanket over it, so it's just like this fucking disembodied vagina in this blanket heap you're having sex with. Even then, you know what it is. That's
I never understood it, but one of my friends used to always say, like, you know.
It's just a fleshy glory hole.
Because you got to ask, like, what are you thinking as, like, you're doing this with someone that you find completely repugnant?
I wouldn't be able to, like, keep it up.
I mean, for him, he was just, like, he keeps his focus and his mental state of mind is, I know I'm going to get this tomorrow. He just doesn't care.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Full disclosure.
But that just doesn't make sense to me. It's like eating a meal and being like, I know this tastes like shit. Well, why are you eating the meal?
He was a sailor, though.
Oh,
explains a lot.
Sailors fuck anything.
Yeah. But hey, what did your dad do?
He was a sailor. Yeah. I mean, he just used to bang prostitutes, he told me. Like, he would have girlfriends in ports and prostitutes as well. He claimed, like, he was such a handsome Dickens that the prostitutes fucked him for free. Like, he just had prostitute friends that, like, would, you know, work the shift, but then he'd get the freebies. Of course, fucking, you're talking to a chick who's been banged out 10 times in an era that predates the rubber, or at least widespread use, but I don't know. Yeah, no, he banged. My dad was, like, weird, because he had game, and he was a good-looking dude, but his tastes, like, he was just older, so his tastes, like, don't align so much with, like, modern shit.
I don't know, man, like, anytime I go over there and, like, see Telemundo or Univision on one of the
talk shows.
Oh, he
loved that shit, yeah.
I was like, this dude knows what's up.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong, he loved Latin pussy, like that, he loved that, but... He plowed a lot of Japanese chicks, apparently.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, he said the Greek language is, like, very similar to Japanese, like, when you're speaking it. So, like, every Greek sailor loved Japan because you could fucking run through the women over there. And, I mean, they were just like, oh, big Greek penis, you know, and that was their thing. But the one time I saw just his fucking, like, tongue come out, like, Tex Avery cartoon style. We were driving through D.C., and it was, like, a thick blonde chick. Like, not even the biggest tees, but just, like, the thick fucking almost trunky legs, like, in a short skirt. And he was just, like, hit the brakes, you know? Like, I was executing a turn around her.
Yeah.
And he was like, turn slower, fag. I want to drink this in. That was the one time I saw him really just go for it. And I was like, God damn it. Really, Dad? That one? You went down a couple notches.
You're not much of an ass man, are you?
I like good asses. Like, for me, ass, I don't like just big, haunchy chicks. Like, I like a skinny chick, and then it's like, oh, look at this big fucking ass on this skinny chick. What a surprise. It's like I got a second thing in the Cracker Jacks box. Like, yeah, just give me skinny. Like, I like, the more time I spend, like, you know, with skinny chicks, it's like, that's the best. Don't waste time with anything else. The rest of They hurt during sex, a heavier girl. Would you like to bounce like a 200-pound potato sack on your dick over and over? No, you wouldn't. So, fuck it. Don't do it, like, sexually. Just go with lightweight.
That's my thing.
Lightweight.
You and I diverge, my friend. I think, for me, like, to this day, how long ago did Bobby Valentino hit the scene?
Bobby Valentino, what am I missing here?
Who he did is that? Yeah, he sang that. He did backup on Mrs. Officer, you know.
Okay.
He had a hit like maybe 10 years ago.
Just about fucking fat ass.
Well, just like I hear that song, like this Bobby Valentino song. Anytime I see like a big ass from behind, Because he has that line where it's like, don't turn around.
Yeah.
Because that pretty round thing looks good to me. That just always runs through my hot mind. Whenever I see a good ass walking down the street, I'm just like, don't turn around.
What was I expecting?
That pretty round thing.
Profound quote.
No, it's just like, that's a good ass. Hey, just keep walking. I'm going to keep following.
All right. I mean, yeah, I just, I don't know. Fucking the older I get, the more I'm like, white dudes might be on to something.
Wow.
Just thin chicks with like big ass. Don't get me wrong. I like a much bigger ass than a white guy probably would enjoy. But like, I want it on a small girl.
Okay, man. All right. I mean, we've talked about this before.
And you can give me, I guess, 36, 24, 36 type shit, too.
Like, nobody disagrees with that.
Fuck the classical beauty. Yeah. I mean, how big of me? I'll go there, too. I'm not a fan of extra pounds, and I don't like this whole, like, oh, I'm thick. You're not thick. You're fucking fat.
Wow.
Joan from Mad Men is thick. Like, if you've got tits the size of my chest cavity, you're thick. Okay, I'll give you that. The worst is like a chick with like a 32A and like a 56-inch ass.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
What did you do in a past life, Hitler?
I'm just looking at, the hourglass, the voluptuous look.
That's fine, too. It's just like I can't tell you how many girls are like, I'm thick, and then you just don't pucker in the middle. It's like you're not thick.
But I would rather have that than just like...
fucking totem pole.
Here's an ironing board. I'm just like, oh, that girl needs to go back to adolescence and grow again. Because I'm not down with that.
Iron board can, like, hit a fucking make-your-own-Sunday thing and put on 5 or 10 in hopefully good
places.
Whatever,
man. I'll just turn into a golf club and work on my swing. Like, I don't find it attractive, man. I'm sorry.
I guess, yeah.
I look at it as like, eh. No. Not for me. That's for all the weird dudes who, like, for whatever reason, want to bang 14-year-olds. It's just really disturbing
for me. Like, I want you to have breasts.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't find chunkiness attractive.
All right. Well, I'm a skinny dude, so for me, like, I think I'm trying
it
to compensate
out.
A little bit.
I'm a fucking slop bucket, so I should crawl up top of a skinny-ass chick.
Like, I'm scared shitless. I'm just going to have, like, these model-looking daughters.
Oh, what a horrible fate.
No.
I can bang them. We'll have, like, 18 weeks
dude,
of show
do you know,
material.
Do you know what a pain that would be? Oh, great. Like, I have these quarter-Asian... like daughters that everybody wants to fuck.
Fucking every white
this
guy
is amazing.
Such weird yellow fever.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. I don't want this. No.
Yeah.
Like, any daughters should be linebackers. That's the rule. No, you're playing
they're,
football.
They're thankful for that. Future Highland daughters will be like 180, 5'4". Thanks, Dad. You're a dick. I don't know. That's just me.
Go back to the bench press.
Me saying, I don't know, is my version of a rapper freestyle and going like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know the guy who doesn't have any ideas in his head, you get like 18 yeahs in a row. It's like, fucking yeah, we get it, yeah. Say something. I'm trying to think where I'm trying to bring this for our last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at Jerry over there at the fucking camera. You having fun, Jerry? I thought you were recording 10 minutes of this. What gives?
He's on and off, right?
Oh, he's taking pictures. Okay. Yeah,
this is money.
I don't know. We can talk animals. That was the only other thing I thought of in the car.
What was your other subject of the day?
We could talk Jimmy. We had like a million more things about Jimmy learning to jack off with a squiggle wiggle writer. And he's like a pyromaniac.
Jimmy's like
a week of shows.
He is a week of shows. But I'm saying let's evolve. Let's bring in a new species of subject.
Why do people keep pets? Like, this has been in my head recently. Why do we have pets, Howard?
You know, as a recent pet acquirer...
You grew up kind of in a petless house, right? You're one of those.
Yeah, I mean, I had a pet up till like about age 5. And
what
then
was it? Dog?
It was just a mutt.
Just some
it was
mutt.
An outdoor mutt, though. It wasn't allowed in the house, even.
Oh, that's so far.
But I lived in... See, long story, I lived in the Bahamas, so it was like... nice year round.
Okay.
Like the dog didn't really like sit in winter.
Still, that's like an island thing. Like a lot. I know Greece, they consider it very hoity-toity if you actually bring your animal in the house.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, fucking money bags, we get it.
Yeah.
Spoiled shit. They're cool with that too, where you just let your pet sit outside. But it turns your pet into like a fucking whore. Because then like your neighbor kind of like lays claim to your pet too. And it's like, I can feed the cat as well.
Cats are a little different than dogs.
That dog, it comes running to me too. That's a little weird to me. The pet's like a woman. You don't want that thing hoeing around on you.
That's your dog. That's your dog. Loyalty to me. Yeah. Cats are different though. Cats you want. I like kind of a queenie cat where it's just like, hey.
Doing its thing.
You hang out with me when I want to hang out with you.
That's all cats, man.
Yeah. That's
it's
money.
It's rare you get the dog cat. I got a dogish cat right now. We'll get to that in a second. Pets don't make sense in a modern age to me. It seems like a vestige of just the dawn of humanity we've taken with us.
Yeah, I think we need to be careful with dogs especially. Cats actually make sense. Not to be a nerd, but cats were domesticated in order to help you kill vermin.
That's what I figured. Yeah, they would hunt shit around granaries. A dog, I guess, would help you hunt food.
Dogs are really supposed to be outdoor animals. Yeah. Like it's kind of rough for dogs to be indoor all the time. Like it that's why like a lot of dogs have behavioral problems, because they aren't really meant to be in an apartment all day.
Yeah.
But yeah, with cats, like they were meant for apartment dwelling. Like they really kind of like it. I mean, it's nice if you actually have an outdoor cat like you do, because then they get the best of both worlds. But you know, a cat can just live in an apartment. They get a little weird though. Like if they're only a housebound cat, and they don't see a lot of people, they become real fucking rude. And I really get upset when I meet a cat that's a piece of shit whenever their owner isn't around. Because there are some cats where it's just cool until the owner leaves the room. And then they just swipe at you because they're like, what?
What are you going to fucking do?
Yeah.
You don't lay down the law in these parts. It's just, it's weird to me. Like, fucking pets. Why do we deal with this shit when we have the internet now? You know what I'm saying? They just seem like the lowest tech form of entertainment or just companionship.
You know,
they just seem so dark ages.
I meet so many assholes. Like, maybe not. Well, yeah, I'd say day to day. Like, you tend to see people that you would prefer never to have seen.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice at the end of the day to go home and just have this dog that basically worships you, doesn't complain. Only wants to see you. Doesn't need you to do the laundry or the dishes or anything else. It just like needs some water and a bowl.
Got it.
Well, I think it goes vice versa as well. I think for women, it's not your boyfriend either. You know, it's not some dude who's just gonna leave pubic hairs on the toilet seat. Like usually, the animal is housebroken.
It seems like kind of stunted to me in its own way. It's like, oh, I can deal with people if people are idiots. Like, if people have one need and the simplest brains on earth, I can cope with that. But human interaction just baffles me. I don't know. I'm going through it right now. My cat's, like, sick and on her way out. And it's costing me, like, out the ass. And other than my first pet, my first cat, which lived to, like, 19, and then got sick and was, like, dead in a week,
right,
which is the way they should do it. I don't mean that. God damn it. I don't want my current one dead in a week. But if you've lived a good pet life, then do that. But the fucking dog like broke its back. We had to euthanize that.
Yeah.
And it cost, God knows, it was like $300 to put it down. I'm like, I could have bought a gun and shot it for that much. The hell did you do back there? The fucking orange cat I had, Rudy, the big Garfield-looking motherfucker.
Loved Rudy.
Everyone did.
Yeah.
Because there's like two types of cat. You've got the cat, really, in my book, that doesn't give a shit that anyone's in the house. And this is adults, by the way. Kittens are all playful and awesome.
Yeah.
Adult cat, number one, I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm not going to interact with you. I care less. And adult cat, number two, is like the biggest attention whore on earth and like rolls on its tummy for anyone and does all the cutesy shit for pets. We all like having two more, by the way. I mean, one's okay once in a while. Like, if you don't want your cat acting like a slut.
By the way, fuck you for using anonymous references to your cats, but using my full fucking name on this show. That pisses me off.
My cat, Astra?
Cat one. All right, there you go. Let's talk first, Astra.
Yeah. Well, because it's just random names. If I'm just like cat one, cat two, cat three. Otherwise, I sound like just some intellectual piece of shit with my pet names. Like, cat one was Sasha. I didn't name that one. Dog
Sasha's
one.
A good name.
Sasha's awesome. My mom, like, of course, wants to claim credit for every pet that's been Sasha ever since then.
Mm.
Dog one was Nike. Greek goddess of victory. They like the Greek names in my household. Shocker. I named Rudy because I was taking Russian at the time, and like, I think Rudy is like Ukrainian for red or something like that. I was like, oh, how fucking clever. Screw you, mom. I can play this game too. And we had Astra, the second cat. Rudy is the third. Astra is Greek for star. Astra's currently outlived the rest of the batch. Fucking Rudy. God damn, Rudy. Died at like six. Little shit. I miss him.
I miss him too. I miss him eating the fuck out of my foot.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that he was just a biter. Yeah. Astra's got fucking cancer or some shit. I've already paid like $500 into like just making this cat die more comfortably, more or less.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so thankful that my parents had pets when I was growing up, because it's like, it's a little weird, no offense, if you're just the freak who doesn't have a pet.
No, none taken.
You knew what you're going through.
It's different now that I have a dog again. It's just like, you know, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I kind of, maybe I didn't need the responsibility when I was younger, but it's good to have it now.
I think it's cool, like, if you have kids, to get them a pet, because there's something fundamental about that. It's the same way, like, I don't believe in shit religiously, but I'll give the kids Christmas. I don't want them, like, made fun of.
Yeah.
They'll get Easter eggs and stuff like that.
Not to be completely morbid, but pets are also good because then, like...
Teach you about dying.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, happens to all of us. And then just has to sink in for, like, a 10-year-old, like, oh, damn.
I couldn't comprehend it. I saw, like, a dead bird when I was five, and just, like, I've been depressed ever since. That was it. Like, I had a good 5 years, and that was it.
Like, you still go in and out of eating meat. Like,
oh, yeah.
You just have these moments where it's like, oh.
I shouldn't do this shit.
Yeah.
I got blood in my mouth. But,
I did have a coworker, though. Like, you talked about, you know, like, why can't I just take a shotgun and just put it out of its misery?
Mm-hmm.
I really did have a coworker whose dad did that when he was a kid. So, like, this dude grew up poor as shit.
Yeah, down on the farm, pain pill.
Yeah, and so, like, he had, like, five or six brothers and sisters, and, you know, they just said, hey, we can't afford this dog anymore. So he was the oldest son. Dad says, hey, John.
Oh, shit. Why me?
Grab the leash. Take the dog. And then they took the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
They walked to the spot. This kid's nine. And then, like... John walks up and, like, sees where his dad had already, like, pre-dug a grave.
I thought he was going to, like, throw him a C4 Frisbee. Kaboom!
So he told John, like, nine-year-old kid, hey, just, like, lead the dog into the shallow grave. Like, he doesn't say grave. He's just, like, lead it into the pit. And so he, like, he tells the dog
through
to
his
sit.
Hidey hole.
He tells the dog to sit. And his dad had this trench coat. And he pulls out the shotgun and just blows the dog away in front of his nine-year-old kid. And so we had to get this guy so drunk before one of the other guys in the office who knew about it, like, got him to tell the story. He's like, John, tell the story. And the rest of her thinking it's going to be funny. But the guy who's getting the story out of him is just an asshole. And he just wants to make the guy relive this horrible story.
Kid would probably, like, go to bed praying to God every night that his dad had just fucked him in the ass instead of making him watch that. Why couldn't this have been simple, guys?
It's terrible because I guess he was the only one that the dog loved enough that he would, like, sit in the shallow grave.
Like, why could the dad have just been like, oh, I took fucking Jose the dog. I don't know why the dog's Mexican. I took Jose on a walk and he ran away. What the fuck? He couldn't do that to shield the kid? Or at least, like, get the dog in and then have the kid walk back, you know, like, fucking smash the dog across the muzzle with the butt of your gun him out.
That's growing up on the farm in Virginia, my friend.
Oh my God. Farm life is brutal.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
I cannot get into that. Like, you must have had pet pigs and shit. Like, pigs are smart as a dog, no problem. You mean to tell me a kid's not into, like, a little piglet, like the runt, and he nursed it to health? And then, like, 8 months later, you're having to cut its throat like you're a member of the Hitler Youth?
Yeah, I mean, like, pigs are a little different. I've never really worked with pigs, but I used to work with cattle over the summers on a ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And cows are so dumb. I would never become
They're
a
retarded.
Vegetarian.
Jerry over there is the one that turned me on to pigs being smart. And I was like, well, Jesus, a cow's three times as big. It's also warm-blooded. What do you think of that? And Jerry's like, fuck cows.
Yeah. No, they're stupid.
Give me my shit. Give me a burger. Give me three.
If they abolished beef, Which I understand, like, it's kind of a strange thing. It's kind of fucked up what we do on feeder lots. But I'll say this.
The feeder thing's horrible for any animal, yeah.
But I would, if they said one day, you can't eat beef anymore, my response would be, well, we have to kill all the cows first. Because they're too fucking stupid, and they'll destroy the planet if we try to put them back in the wild.
Well, don't they goddamn mash? Like, first of all, it boggles my mind cattle exist as, like, a wild creature. There must have been, like, 12 of them on the planet, right?
No, they're like, they used to be smart. They, like, we've bred them to be really fucking stupid. They used to have decent-sized brains.
That's insane to me. Like, bison are kind of the same thing, but I look at a bison, I'm like, you're kind of fierce and majestic. I wouldn't fuck with you. Like, a cow? I just want to take a golf club and beat its ribs in.
Just you take like a longhorn cow in Texas.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to look like. They're supposed to be kind of fierce, like, I'm going to rip you up. I'm going to gash you. I'm going to gore you to death if you
instead
fuck
with me. Instead, they just got like tits down to their knees like that Playboy grandma. That
yeah, no.
Like, comic.
I'm such a nerd. I think the last wild aurochs was killed in 1427.
The aurochs? I know about the aurochs only from magic cards.
Oh!
It was like a set in the Ice
Age. You win
Age.
The nerd war. Yeah, oh, my yeah. gosh. Wow.
Just a bunch of aurochs. They were like huge. It was like water bison type fucking horns, right? Or something like that. At least they did in the art.
Get
the
out of
magic
here.
Cards.
Yeah, no. It was, magic cards it was good medieval hunting. I mean, that's why they're all gone. Because it was just like this badass animal that you wanted to like...
I
go
still,
contend with.
Just like pets, like now I'm an adult, I wouldn't ever want to pet. I'm like, you're just money pits. Like if I
they're
was,
money pits, man.
If I was really hey. Bringing it in, I'd be cool with a pet. But the way I live now, I'm like, I don't fucking need that.
Nah, they are, they're the first victims in a recession because, I mean, I'll be honest, like, I think I would eat my dog under certain circumstances.
Yeah, you're Korean. Har har, I get it.
No, I just meant like, hey, listen. Like, why let this go to waste? I mean, he's kind of old. He'd be tough, but...
Yeah, he'd be all... You'd have to, like, pick around tumors and gristle eating an old dog. Who needs that? Fucking eat the dog's cancer. You inherit it.
Yeah,
the
that's...
Hell?
All right, maybe that's a negative.
That's how science
works. It would be fun to... Would you ever taxidermy a pet? I think that's the real question. Is that creepy?
Yeah. I mean, like, where are you going to put it afterward? Like, if you put it in a drawer and you're like, you know, once a year you want to cry over your pet's corpse, I don't know.
Just kind of cuddle with it like a teddy bear.
That's fucked up as shit. That's just taxidermy your mother and have sex with
oh,
that.
I mean,
if you're going to cross that.
Wow.
Cross that bridge. No, to cuddle it, just like put it. I can't even think of like a pose you could put him in. I would like maybe do something funny, like put a dog on his hind legs like an attacking bear. But I would do it to like the neighbor. Like is someone I hated them. I would see if I could dig up their dead dog and, like, taxidermy it and use it as, like, some totem to scare the shit out of them and, like, traumatize them. Like, how great would that be if you had some guy you couldn't fucking stand and his dog dies and you know where he buries it and you dig it up, like, a day later so it's barely wormy and shit, just riggered up.
Oh, jeez.
And you get it all taxidermied real nicely and you just put it on his doorstep and, like, just have one paw up. So that it's like clawing at the door like, oh, let me in. You made a mistake.
Oh,
I'm really alive.
See,
and you ring the doorbell. And
if you had that much money, my friend, like you wouldn't have any problems with having a pet because then like it
no.
wouldn't be that big a deal.
Maybe maybe this dog didn't get along with my pet either. So it's like completely personal at that point.
Yeah, no, like you're raising it up a level at that point.
That would be funny to me because then I'd be like, my God, what have we done to you, Scruffy? And then he just would fucking fall over as soon as the guy knocks open the storm door.
Everything you just said proves to me that you love animals, and if you had, like,
I'd
countless
do.
Dollar bills, you would have a house full of dogs and cats.
I can't take the suffering of death, man. Like, if I had it my way, I would live in, like, a white room with the internet and no human contact, because people die and it sucks, and animals
yeah.
die and it sucks. It's all depressing. I look at any transaction just as, like, what is the final loss tally going to be? I get into a relationship, I'm like, how badly will I be perturbed when you leave?
You were never the existentialist. I guess that was kind of the difference when we were growing up, man. Because for me, it was like, hey, seize the day. This is all we got. You don't have tomorrow. Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
That's how you got
to
be
with
it,
believe that as long as I don't experience enough life loss, I'll never have to endure it myself, and I'll just kind of live forever.
Interesting. Okay.
But I won't. I'll just
let
be
me
old
know how
day.
That goes. Yeah.
And then be like, okay, so I lived a horrible life, and I'm alone still.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I still feel like there's a part of you that is doing the like live for the day kind of deal. I still think like maybe you could be out
what
there
a
little
bit
more.
Me not working a job that like adds up to shit? Did that give it away?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you're coming out a little bit different than I thought you were, but yeah, I think at the end of the day, you're not going to do anything that makes you unhappy, because what's the point?
No. Fuck no. Why would you be miserable? Like, I don't get the people in this area that'll just work jobs they hate for what? The 2 hours a day after work where you're semi-conscious before you're drifting off in front of the DVR TV? And then, like, on the weekends where you drink and then just hate your life some more?
It's tough figuring out what to make of life in America. I mean, that's a very first world problem, I gotta say.
Too many options.
Yeah.
How am I going to make a living while being happy? Ooh, what a nice issue to be living through.
But John, what is happiness? That's what I want to know. Is happiness just doing whatever you want when you want?
That's pretty close.
Okay.
Because that would entail the money to do things you want. Like, for me, it's just that plus, like, I'm not going to be dead broke if anything bad happens.
Okay. Because to me, the definition of happiness means productivity. Not like, oh, I have to, like, be putting out some product for people to consume and anything like that. But you got to feel like you're having a fertile life. Like, you're being fruitful in your relationships with people. And
that would help.
What you leave behind. Because even if you're not here tomorrow, you might be able to put up some cool-ass, like, podcasts for people to download.
Yeah.
1,000 years from now, like, people will be listening to this, like, that John Papa Giorgio was real fucking funny,
fuck,
wasn't
Cicero.
He? Yeah.
We don't learn from that old fruit anymore. We got Papa's basement. I guess we can punch out on that note if you want to. We've done an hour. Doesn't get stronger than fuck Cicero. Screw you, Mrs. Larry.
We're going to need a footnote for that for the people listening 1,000 years from now. Yeah, so.
Exactly. Like, who was this man? It'll be like the guys who got into the Misfits because Metallica covered them. They'll be like, what if it was important enough to these gods of metal?
Yeah.
You know, the Misfits fucking rocked in their own right. It'll be the same thing. If Papa's basement cared about it, then I guess Cicero must have been someone in the day. Even though we haven't heard about him. Fucking Latin dork jokes. I'm glad that tickled you. All right, Howie, thanks for being here. We can punch out and get some drinks and just relax.
Put yeah,
this
man.
Fucking
happy Sunday,
death
everybody.
March behind me that I had.
Or I guess this is getting uploaded Monday. Well,
I'll edit this up. It'll be up tonight, like in 3 hours. So it'll be up Sunday night.
Oh, great.
Online Monday, June 25th.
Well, I'm going to work Monday morning, so I'll be joining everybody else like in the hateful march into Washington.
I will have random lock jobs around the area that I pushed off throughout the weekend.
Money.
Howard, if they want to get a hold of you, your Twitter account is on inpapasbasement.com, the show's main website. It's like Expogenital or...
Follow me at Epexegetical.
There you go. You heard him. Follow me at Papa's Basement. That one's infinitely easier, and that's why John Papa Giorgio, a.k.a. I, is deserving of your following and adoration. You've also got facebook.com/Papa's Basement, and as I said before, inpapasbasement.com. Go there, subscribe to us on iTunes. It gets us, I don't know, some sort of notice. We might be up to 10 ratings now of people saying, you know what, this was tolerable. I made it 17 minutes into this, and that's 17 more than I thought I would.
9 more of those, and you'll be tied with Cicero.
Boom. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.